Hey, everybody, this is Scott Sherrard here, guitarist for the Greg Allman Band, lead singer, guitar player, and songwriter for Scott Sherrard and the Brickyard Band, and welcome to Sunday Night Blues.
Here on the Cruise Station, 102.1 WLEW, Bad Axe, Michigan.
Welcome to this edition of Sunday Night Blues right here on 102.1 WLEW, Bad Axe, Michigan. Philip Ryan, your host, bringing you 2 hours of the best in blues from the Sunday Night Blues studios right here in mid-Michigan. Thanks for spending your Sunday evening with Sunday Night Blues. Tonight's show is brought to you by Thumb Cellular, your leading wireless provider. Call 1-800-443-5057 to get connected today. By Taos Blues by the Bay, gearing up for their upcoming Blues Festival that is coming up in August. Always a great time. By Scooter's Bar and Grill, located just outside of Flint, Michigan, where every Sunday night is blues and barbecue. Sunday Night Blues is also brought to you by the Pasta House in Kinney, Michigan, where you are invited to bring your whole family out for a fun-filled day. And by Wingin' It's. It's located in East Taos, Michigan. Good food, great friends, and everything sports. Check out our blues sponsors at the website, sundaynightblues.net. And if you would like to keep the blues alive and well right here in mid-Michigan and sponsor Sunday Night Blues, check out sundaynightblues.net for all the information. Tonight on Sunday Night Blues, Scott Sherrard from New York City. He is in the Sunday Night Blues studios tonight. Our Sunday Night Blues double shot is by email request all the way from Carson, California. Mark emailed the show and asked for Roy Buchanan. Email your Sunday Night Blues double shot to pr@sundaynightblues.net. That is pr@sundaynightblues.net. Tonight's lineup is brought to you by the Detroit Blues Society, going strong for over 25 years. Check out the Detroit Blues Society at the website sundaynightblues.net and become a member today. 102.1 WLEW is now streaming at sundaynightblues.net. Just click on the show times and then click on the logo, 102.1 WLEW. On tonight's show, Laura Rain and the Caesars. She has a new CD out, The Manish Boys, Eva Cassidy, Muddy Waters, Dr. Ross, and we're also going to hear from Candy Kane. Coming up, Chris Hicks Band and Cephas and Wiggins. Sunday Night Blues starts off tonight's show with a musician that played a very important role as the lead singer and guitarist in the legendary James Cotton Band. Now, this blues musician's latest CD is called This World. Who is he? Slam. That is Slam Allen. As Sunday Night Blues starts off with The Last One to Know, welcome to Sunday Night Blues from the Sunday Night Blues Studios right here in mid-Michigan on 102.1 WLEW, Bad Axe, Michigan.
Listen, somebody told me my old friend was in town. Said she was looking for me, but I could not be found. I guess you know how the old story goes. When something good happens to you, you're always the last one to know. I went to my job, had a big smile on my face. When I got there, don't you know they had closed down the place? I guess you know. Let me put a few of these blues licks in it.
Thank you.
phone bill just the other day. When they call my baby, don't you know they cut off my phone anyway? I guess you know how the old story goes. When something stupid happens to you, you're always the last one to know. It's all right. Why you always gotta be the last one to know? You always gotta be the last one to know. Alright, that's how the old story goes. When something happens, you're always the last one to know. Why you always gotta be the last one to know? Last one to know.
Oh, there's a rat in my kitchen, eat up all my bread. Now when I come home, he and all in my bed. Lord, you one black rat, uh-huh. Someday I'm gonna find your trail. I'm gonna hide my shoe where beneath your shirt tail. Well, here you come. Where's that black? I left a woman, Lord. I ain't coming back. Lord, you one black rat. Uh-huh. Someday I'm gonna find your trail. I'm gonna hide my shoe somewhere beneath your shirt tail.
Playing Piedmont Blues, Cephas and Wiggins on Sunday Night Blues with Black Rat Swing. Piedmont Blues, also known as East Coast Blues, refers primarily to the guitar style called the Piedmont Finger Style. Read more about Cephas and Wiggins and the Piedmont Blues at SundayNightBlues.net. Tonight on Sunday Night Blues, the Chris Hicks Band and King of the Delta Blues on Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan.
We're going to play the blues for you right now. We're going to do a tribute to Robert Johnson. God bless the man.
Down in Mississippi, south of the Delta, Julia Dawes had a son. On the day he was born, back in 1911, ain't no way but no one to know. Someday he'd be the one. Well, he learned to play some guitar from his friend boy Willie Brown. Noah Johnson gave him a name. Down to the crossroads, dealing with the devil. Robert Leroy's life will never be the same. Everybody called him the King of the Delta Blues. The devil made an offer, just couldn't. No one else had ever done. Well, they say he loves a lady, he don't never stay too long. Living his life out on the run. Everybody called him the King of the Delta Blues. The devil made an offer. Just gonna refuse.
102.1 WLEW, Sunday Night Blues with the Chris Hicks Band and King of the Delta Blues, recorded live at the Capitol Theater in Macomb, Georgia. Chris Hicks, guitar player for the Outlaws, he recorded three albums with the Outlaws, and now playing guitar for the Marshall Tucker Band. Chris Hicks on Sunday Night Blues tonight, solo with his own band and King of the Delta Blues. Tonight on Sunday Night Blues, Scott Sherrard in the Sunday Night Blues studios with Philip Ryan. He is from New York City. Tonight's show is brought to you by the Pasta House in Kendy, Michigan, where we invite you to come out on July 20th. This is going to be a great time for dinner and the blues. Doors open at 5 p.m., dinner at 6 p.m., and some of the items on the menu for that night include fried catfish, barbecue and ribs, chicken and shrimp gumbo. Now at 8 p.m., Big Ray and the Motor City Kings take center stage. $20 for dinner and the blues to be held inside the beautiful barroom at the Pasta House in Kendy, Michigan. Only 150 tickets to be sold, and they're going fast. Check out SundayNightBlues.net for all the details. Dinner and the Blues in Kendy, Michigan on July 20th with Sunday Night Blues and Big Ray and the Motor City Kings. Hope to see you out there on July 20th. Check out SundayNightBlues.net for all the information. Coming up, Muddy Waters and Bobos and the Frozen Dozen. Up next, Sunday Night Blues takes a show on a slow rolling train. Thanks for spending your Sunday evening right here on 102.1 WLEW with Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan.
And the Motor City Kings inviting you to an evening with dinner and the blues. This is at that ballroom in Kidney, Michigan, Saturday, July 20th. So come on out, have some fun, for some summertime blues with the new sound of Motown. For more info, check it out at SundayNightBlues.net.
This is Nick from the Coast West Music Festival, hailing all the way over from the west side of Michigan. And we've got a great music festival happening July 1st through the 6th. You can check us out at CoastWestFestival.com. We've got great artists such as Greg Allman, Buddy Guy, and Johnny Lang, Chicago, Cheap Trick, Foghat, Blue Oyster Cult, and more. Over 20 national bands and 38 total bands on three stages. Come check us out and like us on Facebook.
This is Griffin John from the After Hours Experience.
You're listening to Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan on 102.1 WLEW. Bad Axe.
This is Nick from Coast West Music Festival in Muskegon, Michigan, and welcome to Sunday Night Blues.
Here on the Cruise Station, 102.1 WLEW, Bad Axe, Michigan.
Welcome back to Sunday Night Blues right here on the Cruise Station, 102.1 WLEW, Bad Axe, Michigan, and now streaming on SundayNightBlues.net. Click on Showtimes at the website, and then click on the 102.1 WLEW logo. And while you're visiting SundayNightBlues.net, check out the upcoming blues festivals that are taking place in and around your area. A new one added to the website is called the West Coast Festival in downtown Muskegon. This is happening over the 4th of July weekend. Music for every music lover out there. Now, some of the upcoming acts that will be happening are Johnny Lang along with Buddy Guy, Chicago, Leanne Rimes, and Hinder. Check out SundayNightBlues.net for all the details on the West Coast Festival. This is happening in downtown Muskegon. Fun for the whole family. Coming up, we're going to hear from Muddy Waters and Bobos and the Frozen Dozen. The CD is called Dr. Wu and Friends, Volume 2. Jim Ashworth and Brian Fries, a.k.a. Dr. Wu, with their second project of Texas Blues. Volume 1 came out back in 2007, and now Volume 2 is in the stores. Dr. Wu and Friends with Slow Rolling Train on Sunday Night Blues on the Cruise Station, 102.1 WLEW.
Thank you. just like Elvis, seeking fortune and fame. I pulled out of Texas in a driving rain, headed for Memphis on a slow rolling train. Spoke to me in a dream. Son, there'll never be another like me. One in a million finds fortune and fame. Your heart's in Texas, I'd get off of this train. I pulled out of Texas in a driving rain, headed for Memphis on a slow rolling train. Were empty. Street corners were my only stage. I'm sitting in Memphis in a driving rain, dreaming of Texas on a slow rolling train.
Turn your laugh down low. Turn your laugh down low. Before I be your dog. Before I be your dog. Before I be your dog, I get you way down here, darling, when you want. You know your man and gone. You know your man and gone. You know your man and gone down and down and gone like a shadow.
Hey, blues and barbecue fans, come on down to Scooter's Blues and Barbecue every Sunday night starting at 7 o'clock. We have the best of the blues and great barbecue. Come on out to Scooter's Blues and Barbecue every Sunday. We're located at the corner of Torrey and Hill Road just off of US 23.
Same old game. What's wrong with you?
102.1 WLEW, Sunday Night Blues with Bobos and the Frozen Dozen and Babe. And we also heard Muddy Waters and Baby Please Don't Go. Philip Ryan, your host, bringing you the best in blues from the Sunday Night Blues Studios. Glad to have you along for this Sunday evening. Our Sunday Night Blues double shot tonight is Roy Buchanan. That is coming up in our next hour. Scott Sherrard, lead guitar player for Greg Allman, and also Scott, he has his own band called Scott Sherrard and the Brickyard Band. He is our guest in the Sunday Night Blues Studios tonight. That is coming up here on Sunday Night Blues. Also, Sunday Night Blues is brought to you by Wingin'Its in East Tallis, Michigan, where on August 24th, the Bluescasters from Ann Arbor, Michigan, headline our very first Sunday Night Blues After Glow Party. This is happening on August 24th. Check it out at sundaynightblues.net for all the details. Thanks for making Sunday Night Blues here on 102.1 WLEW, the Cruise Station, a part of your Sunday evening. Coming up, Scott Sherrard here on Sunday Night Blues.
Hey, y'all, listen up. This is Doug from the Bluescasters, inviting you to join us at Wingin' It in East Tallis on Saturday, August 24th at 10 o'clock. You can dance the night away to some great rock and blues with us and our pal Philip Ryan from Sunday Night Blues. This is the Sunday Night Blues Afterglow Party. You'd be crazy to be anywhere else.
Hey everybody, this is Scott Sherrard here, guitarist for the Greg Allman Band, lead singer, guitar player, and songwriter for Scott Sherrard and the Brickyard Band, and you are listening to Sunday Night Blues. Do not move that dial.
After all.
102.1 WLEW, Sunday Night Blues with Scott Sherrard and the Brickyard Band and Depp. You can find it on Scott's CD called Scott Sherrard and the Brickyard Band. And Scott joins us here tonight in the Sunday Night Blues studios. And Scott, welcome to Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan.
Thanks, man.
It's a pleasure to have you here on Sunday Night Blues tonight, Scott. And it all started for you right here in the state of Michigan.
It's true. My dad was actually a professional musician in Michigan for many years. They lived in the Detroit area. I was born in Ann Arbor, but I was raised in Dearborn in Detroit until I was about 7 years old. But my parents are born and raised Michiganders. The Temptations played their high school prom.
Wow.
Yeah, they got the whole. And my dad is really from, you know, the Michigan music tradition. I mean, you know, he's from the whole combination of like the garage rock combined with the Motown sound. He's a guitar player and singer songwriter as well. So
that's excellent.
Yeah, I've got really heavy roots there. And then we kind of moved all over the place for a while. And then ended up going to high school in Milwaukee. And then right after high school, coming to New York City. So I've been here ever since.
So have you ever gone back to Dearborn just to see where your house was?
You know, I maybe I will. As we were talking earlier, I'm going to be playing in Detroit for a couple nights with Greg Allman. Maybe I'll take a little nostalgia tour. But honestly, my family was always, you know, it's kind of like gypsies. We were just in constant upheaval. So going to see my childhood home would probably require a few stops.
Yeah. Tonight on Sunday Night Blues, Scott Sherrard. And Scott, you moved from Milwaukee to New York. Was that a big transition for you?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I was ready for something different. And I had a coin toss. I was either going to go to New Orleans or New York, and I had an actual coin toss, and then the thing that got it for me was a buddy of mine and I found a rent-controlled apartment in the East Village back in 1998 or 7, and when we found that place, we said, this is it, man. This means we can move there. We can find something affordable, which you could actually do back then in the Village occasionally. It was already getting rare. And then him and a couple other friends of mine who I went to high school with, I went to High School of the Arts in Milwaukee, which was a phenomenal experience. I mean, it was an amazing jazz program there, and they're all great musicians, and we all moved here together, or at the same time, rather, and that made it a little bit easier. But yeah, it was nuts. I mean, I had a whole career going in Milwaukee, and I had already played with, like, Buddy Miles, and I'd had the chance to be mentored by, like, Mel Ryan and Hubert Sumlin. And,
wow.
A lot of legendary cats who were living in Milwaukee at that time, and a lot of musicians who they worked with on a regular basis. Plus, you know, I had a bunch of steady gigs with my own band, and at the age of 18, I'd already gotten a lot of press and attention out there, and I kind of gave it all up. And when I got to New York, you know, New York, man, it'll give you a good licking, which is kind of what I was looking for, honestly, because I felt like as a teenage kind of blues guitar guy in Milwaukee, I was just too comfortable, and I wanted to be better as a musician, and New York totally whooped my ass at that. I mean, I was working as an office temp part-time by the time 1 year was up. I'd literally gone from being a professional musician from the ages of 15 to 19 to being an office clerk for a couple of years.
Kind of brought you down to earth, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I read an article that you would be the next Eric Clapton or Mike Bloomfield. How did that make you feel?
Well, that was written before I was an office clerk.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, that was from, I was playing in a band with this great blues singer, guitar player who's passed away. He passed away about 7 or 8 years ago, I think, named Willie Higgins, and he had a band called Willie Higgins and the Bop. And I used to tour with them and play with them around Milwaukee, and Willie was a great mentor of mine. Willie was the music director for Buddy Miles and Albert King back in the 80s, 70s and 80s. Really interesting cat, really talented, and he was mentoring me. We were doing a double bill with Magic Swim and the Teardrops in Indianapolis, and there was a journalist from the Indianapolis Tribune who came down, and he wrote a really nice quote about me in the show as being the next Clapton or Bloomfield. But that was, you know, back in 1996, I guess. It just didn't affect me at all.
Okay.
You know, because they were already telling me, like, man, you got to work on this. You got to get this together. You know, you got to. So when I see a journalist, I mean, of course, you know, it makes you feel good to be acknowledged for the work you've done up to that point. But I've always been a real taskmaster, a real, you know, I'm always looking for a sound in my head. I'm not really looking for anything else. And as far as my career goes, as long as I can keep playing music and feeding my family, you know, as long as I've got to be able to pursue that sound in my head.
So, yeah.
that's number one for me. And it's nice when people write nice things about you. Can do good things for your career and get you better gigs. And for all that, I'm very thankful for. But going beyond that, you know, the proof is in the pudding, man. And I like I said, I was surrounded by some guys who saw press as BS. It's more about how you go on stage and what you're bringing. That word in print, and even, you know, having record sales or big tours or whatever, it can all go away in a heartbeat. You gotta just enjoy every minute.
Very quickly.
And focus on the music, you know.
Wise man once told me, always chase.
Sunday Night Blues with Endless Road is the name of the song by Scott Sherrard and the Brickyard Band. And Scott, tell me, Michigan, about your latest release and how you came up through the music scene.
Well, I just released a CD. I don't remember. I think the official date was like last November 2012.
So
I'm starting to get a little bit older now, but You know, it's not a year old yet. Scott Sherrard and the Brickyard Band is the name of the album. And you can get it, you know, everywhere, of course, digitally, and you can get it on CD from CD Baby and Amazon and a couple other places. I also have a back catalog of three other solo albums, and then I was in a band before that with a couple of buddies from Milwaukee named the Chesterfields, and we have two records, and all those records are available online, so I have, pretty soon I'm going to have to do a box set or something.
That's good, though.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's nothing wrong with back catalog.
No, not at all.
You know, we just got to keep, you know, pushing the rock up the hill here. It's one of those things where when I came up in the music business, I was present for its complete implosion. When I started my recording career back when I was about 19, 20 years old in New York City, I guess I started to dip my feet in. Ahmet Erdogan was actually an early champion of mine. This whole thing is gonna implode because these guys who are taking my job, they don't give, you know, they don't push in Britney Spears kind of commercial grunge BS. They were pushing all that and making a fortune.
A fortune, yeah, they were.
That was when I was just a kid making my first record, dipping my toes into the record business, and all the old cats, I was lucky enough to gain some appreciation from some of them, but they could never get anything behind me financially because the kids were, the corporate kids who were holding the purse strings didn't want to back any of my projects. So, you know, that's kind of, so all my albums have been done with, you know, investors or on spec deals or with my own money, kind of a combination over the years.
Yeah.
And I've been lucky enough to have some great patrons over the years who've helped me to make these records and get them out there. So they're all available, and I encourage people to, you know, if they like what they hear from the new record, to take the journey from even from the Chesterfields' first album, which came out in 2001, up till now, because I've been through a lot of different developments in my career, you know.
How's the CD doing, Scott? And does social media help out a lot?
It's great, because to me it kind of goes back to what the real DJs used to do, but you have the added advantage of social media and your own website where you can really explore an artist using the web as opposed to just hearing their song on the radio and then tracking down the record. You can hear a song, hear an interview, go to the website, get the link, and then you can be exposed to someone's whole career. So it's great.
Yeah.
Cold, dark morning. Couldn't sleep all night. There's no one lying beside me. Something just ain't right. Darkness is falling, and my shadow follows me. Whoa, whoa. No matter what I do, you will never set me free. Understood or care. I finally went to see the doctor. He said, man, you're gonna be running scared. Darkness is falling. My shadow walks with me.
Scott Gerard, our guest in the Sunday Night Blues Studios tonight. We just heard Shadow Blues. Coming up in our next hour of The Best in Blues, we're going to hear from Laura Rain, the Manish Boys, and our Sunday Night Blues Double Shot with Roy Buchanan. You're listening to The Best in Blues on Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan on the Cruise Station 102.1 WLEW.
Hello, blues fans. This is the old hooker man from the Levi Rose Experience, and welcome to Sunday Night Blues.
Here on the Cruise Station 102.1 WLEW, Bad Axe, Michigan.
Once upon a time, down on 47th Street, met a fine chick, knocked her off her feet. She thought I was plain, didn't know that I was a real sugar man, but she fooled me, yeah, she fooled me that time. I thought she was just a dumb little girl, could give her almost any old lie. Now the same chick tried to put me on the run, 'cause I gave a little money and we had a little fun. Now at that time I thought she didn't know I had another chick behind that closet door, but she fooled me, yeah, she fooled me that time. She thought I was just a dumb little girl, could give her almost any old line. All right, Frank.
Welcome back to Sunday Night Blues right here on the Cruise Station, 102.1 WLEW, as the Manish Boys start off our second hour of the Best in Blues with I Was Fooled. Tonight's show is brought to you by Thumb Cellular, Taos Blues by the Bay, Scooter's Bar and Grill, and the Pasta House, and by Winginitz. Coming up this hour, our Sunday Night Blues double shot with Roy Buchanan. We're also going to hear from Candy Kane, and Eva Cassidy is coming up. And we conclude our interview with Scott Sherrard. Coming up, we're going to hear from Eva Cassidy. Throughout the years, her exotic looks, stellar work, and versatile repertoire has kept her working with many top R&B, jazz, and blues bands across the country. Now her new CD is called Electrified, and I would recommend to put this in your blues CD collection. From Detroit, Michigan, here is Laura Raine and the Caesars and Electrified on Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan on the Cruise Station 102.1 WLEW.
To my heart, call 911, give me a jump start. Better come and rescue. My love is by the line, there's a fire in my soul. Burn me down, baby. I'm melting down now, baby. Things are heavy. Yeah, to love your love, your love. It's shocking, baby. Electrifying.
A man's gonna sweet talk give you the big eye. But when the sweet talking's done, a man is a two-face, a worrisome thing who'll leave you singing blues in the night. Now you know the rain is falling, hear that train calling. My mama done told me.
WLEW, Sunday Night Blues with Eva Cassidy, Blues in the Night. That's off Eva Cassidy's CD called Eva by Night, released back in 1998. Eva Cassidy passed away at the very young age of only 33 from the most deadly form of skin cancer, melanoma. Read all about Eva Cassidy and all the musicians on tonight's show at SundayNightBlues.net. Also at SundayNightBlues.net, 102.1 WLEW is streaming on the World Wide Web. Click on Showtimes and then click on 102.1 WLEW logo. And while you're at the website, check out the front page for information on July 20th and August 24th, upcoming Sunday Night Blues parties. Check out the upcoming blues festivals here in the great state of Michigan. You can check out Scooter's Bar and Grill for their Sunday Night Blues and Barbecue. Check out the full lineup for Taos Blues by the Bay. That's coming up in August. And also Callahan's, located in Auburn Hills, for their June and July blues lineup. It's all at the website, SundayNightBlues.net. Coming up, we'll conclude our interview with Scott Girard here on Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan.
Get on the car. Hey everyone, this is Peter Jay. I'm the front of house sound engineer at Callahan's Music Hall in Auburn Hills, Michigan. And I own and operate Peter Jay Audio Post.
Check out SundayNightBlues.net for the full schedule.
Tickets can be purchased online at www.atcallahans.com. Thank you, and we hope to see you at Callahan's Music Hall.
Hey, this is Mark Kerr. If you plan to buy a CD or digital downloads in the near future, make sure that one of your purchases is from an independent artist. We are the future of the music business.
Hey, everybody. This is Scott Sherrard here, guitarist for the Greg Allman Band, lead singer, guitar player, and songwriter for Scott Sherrard and the Brickyard Band. And you are listening to Sunday Night Blues. Do not move that dial.
Step between a rock and a hard place. Help me, Jesus. Step between a rock and a hard place.
WLEW, Sunday Night Blues with Scott Sherrard and Rock in a Hard Place as we welcome back Scott into the Sunday Night Blues studio. And Scott, who is CKS?
CKS is one of my other projects. I mean, you know, it's the three-man bands I'm in are my group, which is Scott Sherrard and the Brickyard Band. And then, of course, I play guitar for Greg Allman. I've been with him since 2008. And then a couple of years ago, we had some tour dates canceled with Greg Allman, and at that time, Bruce Katz, who is a wonderful piano player and B3 organ player who can play bass lines on the organ, I knew Bruce from seeing him with Ronnie Earl when I was a little kid.
Uh-huh.
And when I joined Greg's band, I couldn't believe that Bruce was the piano player, because to me, it was like Bruce was like an influence of mine through Ronnie. So we struck up a real musical sort of companionship in Greg's band, and then we had a Greg tour that got canceled because of Greg's health at the time. This was before he got his liver transplant a couple years ago. And Bruce and I were looking for something to do. We basically ended up with 2 months where we had nothing happening. And he had a friend
named Randy Charlanti, who is a great drummer and singer. Randy was a member of the band alongside Lee Van Helm back in the 90s. And I also had the opportunity to play, both record tracks and play live shows with Lee Van Helm quite a bit. So in the last few years of his life. So Randy and I had that connection with Lee Van also. So Bruce called up Randy and we started jamming together as an Oregon trio and started doing gigs in the Hudson Valley. At that time, I lived in the Hudson Valley in Woodstock, and those guys all lived in the Woodstock area. So we started just doing gigs in Woodstock, and they started going great. And the band plays, we play a mix of covers, and now we have a lot more original material. Randy, of course, is a singer-songwriter. I'm a singer-songwriter. And Bruce is an instrumental composer. So we do each other's songs, and we also do the songs of our previous bands. So you hear us do some Allman Brothers. You'll hear us do some Ronnie Earl. You'll hear us do some Delbert McClinton, because Bruce also plays with Delbert McClinton. We also play a bunch of old band songs, because all of us played with Lee Van. Even Bruce also played quite a few Rambles.
Okay.
The piano chair. So, the band is kind of like a review, really. It's kind of like a blues rock soul review of all the music we've been had the privilege of playing over the years with these great people. Plus, we had our own original material for the pile.
I pulled into Nazareth, was feeling bound half-past dead. I just need some place where I can lay my head. Hey, mister, can you tell me where a man might find a bed? He just grinned and shook my hand. No was all he said.
Sunday Night Blues with the Wait and the Band. Here on Sunday Night Blues tonight is Scott Sherrard from New York City. And Scott, if you had to pick out one favorite song, one favorite blues song, what would it be?
One blues song? That is an easy question. It would be my favorite song of all time. Please Send Me Someone to Love by Percy Mayfield.
Heaven, please send to all mankind understanding and peace in mind. But if it's not asking too much, please send me someone to love, someone to love. Show the world how to get along. Peace will enter when the hate is gone. But if it's not asking too much, please send me someone to love. Please send me someone to love. I lay awake nights and ponder world troubles, and my answer is always the same, that unless man put an end to this damnable sin, hate will put the world in a flame. What a shame, just because I'm in misery, I don't beg for no sympathy. But if it's not asking too much, please send me someone to love. Please send me someone to love. I'm in misery, I don't beg for no sympathy. But if it's not asking too much, please send me someone to love. Please send me someone to love.
102.1 WLEW, Sunday Night Blues with Percy Mayfield and Please Send Me Someone to Love, Scott Sherrard's favorite song of all time. And Scott Sherrard in the Sunday Night Blues studios with us tonight. And Scott, you have two shows scheduled here in Michigan on July 5th at the Coast West Music Festival in Muskegon, Michigan, and October 23rd at the Motor City Casino in Detroit.
Oh, man, it's always a lot of fun. And the band is really hot, man. I think people are going to really enjoy the show. And Greg is sounding just incredible. I mean, he always does, but his health is just right. It's just in a really good place, man. And his voice is just, you got to come hear it, man. He's just got it. He's just killing it every night. And people need to come hear that.
Scott Sherrard here on Sunday Night Blues tonight with Philip Ryan. You can check out Scott Sherrard at SundayNightBlues.net. And Scott, thank you so much for spending your Sunday evening with us right here in Mid-Michigan on Sunday Night Blues.
Thanks for what you're doing, man. Thanks for helping us keep the music alive. And we can't do it without you and your listeners. So let's keep it going, man. Let's keep this music going.
Coming up here on Sunday Night Blues, our Sunday Night Blues double shot, Roy Buchanan. Keep it here on Sunday Night Blues on the Cruise Station 102.1 WLEW.
This is Griffin John from the After Hours Experience.
You're listening to Sunday Night Blues with Philip Ryan on 102.1 WLEW. Bad X.
Hi, this is Jackie. Welcome to Sunday Night Blues.
Here on the Cruise Station, 102.1 WLEW, Bad X, Michigan.
Welcome back to Sunday Night Blues right here on 102.1 WLEW, Bad X, Michigan, and now streaming on the World Wide Web at SundayNightBlues.net. Just click on Showtimes at the website, and then click on the 102.1 WLEW logo. Our Sunday Night Blues double shot is by email request from Carson, California, listening to us on the World Wide Web tonight. Mark requested some Roy Buchanan tonight. Candy Cane is here on Sunday Night Blues tonight with It Should Be Raining. It's Sunday Night Blues on the Cruise Station 102.1 WLEW.
It should be raining. It should be pouring. 'Cause you left my world this morning. It should be raining. It's raining in my heart. It should be raining. It should be freezing. But it won't stop you from. It's raining in my heart. it's raining in my heart. Yeah.
Candy Cane with It Should Be Raining here on Sunday Night Blues. Our Sunday Night Blues double shot is by email request from Carson, California. Mark is listening to us on the World Wide Web at SundayNightBlues.net. And he requested some Roy Buchanan tonight. Here is When a Guitar Plays the Blues. It's Sunday Night Blues double shot on 102.1 WLEW.
Hi, this is Mark Saunders from sunny California. And you're listening to Philip Ryan playing Sunday Night Blues. Enjoy.
We'll be right back.
week's over. It's time to turn out the lights. You know the blues goes home with you. Yeah, that soothes you through the night. You get the strangest kind of feeling. Yeah, when the guitar plays a blues. You know your body gets a message. And your soul, your soul, your soul, your soul has gotta move.
WLEW, our Sunday Night Blues Double Shot. Roy Buchanan, we heard When a Guitar Plays the Blues and The Choking Kind with special guest Delbert McClinton. Email your double shot to pr@sundaynightblues.net. That is pr@sundaynightblues.net. Sunday Night Blues Double Shot. Love to hear from you.
Well, the doctor is in the house tonight. Dr. Ross and Chicago Breakdown on Sunday Night Blues.
You're squeezing me, baby, squeezing me way too hard. You've got it all wrong. The tail is wagging the dog.
WLEW Sunday Night Blues with Sherman Robinson, ending tonight's show with The Tail is Wagging the Dog. Thanks for spending your Sunday evening with Sunday Night Blues. A special thanks to Scott Sherrard from New York City, our special guest on Sunday Night Blues tonight. Tonight's show was brought to you by Thumb Cellular, Taos Blues by the Bay, Scooter's Bar and Grill, The Pasta House, and by Winginess. Check out our blues sponsors at SundayNightBlues.net, and while you're there, make sure you bookmark SundayNightBlues.net. As this is Philip Ryan, keeping the blues alive and well right here in mid-Michigan from the Sunday Night Blues Studios right here on 102.1 WLEW. A very special hello going out to my granddaughter, Jackie. I love you, and I miss you, baby. Take care, blues fans.
Hey, blues fans, this is Eric Steckel. Thanks for tuning in tonight with Philip Ryan here at Sunday Night Blues. You can find us at SundayNightBlues.net as we close out the show tonight with Philip's Highway off of my 2006 release.